Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. The verse that we just read in the Lord's presence, Psalm 136, from verse 1 to the end. The first part of this psalm talks about God, the Creator. The first part of this psalm, the first few verses talk about God, the Creator. How He created the universe, how He created the earth, how He created the elements of the earth, the land, the sea, and the clouds, and the sun and the moon and the stars that are the support system for this planet. Creator was the focus of the first few verses in Psalm 136. And then the Creator begins to take a different role because His creation is completed. Now His children are in trouble. And so the Creator takes up the role of deliverer. Hallelujah. A deliverer is one who sees his people or his children or his country in distress and crisis and delivers them. We remember that once when there was a Middle East war and Israel was surrounded by all the armies, Israel sent a message unto USA saying that if you come and help us now, then we will be delivered. If not, we will be completely wiped out. Europe and England sent a message in the World War in the 19th century saying, if you come now, then we will be delivered. If not, we will be wiped out. Even so, we read in the history of the world that many countries, many nations, and many generals were used as the deliverer. God used George Washington, a man of prayer, the first president of the U.S., to overcome tyranny and subjection and slavery to a foreign power and win victory for this country in the name of Jesus Christ. And therefore, the national anthem and many others in the Constitution are focused upon the Bible, the Word of God. And those who say it is not will stand before God Almighty and give account on that day, that final day of white throne judgment, with the whole universe watching. And they will hang their head in shame for their pronouncement of blasphemy against the Word of God and the Constitution of the U.S. and the national hymn. George Washington was raised up as a deliverer to deliver this country, and thereby it is called the United States of America, because the unity under George Washington brought them victory. And there was another war in which Texas won its independence. The war was over at Alamo. They fought to the death and stood in front of the enemy and delayed the enemy. And the message was sent to Sam Houston in Houston saying, come and deliver us. And if you don't come, we will all perish. And Texas will be subjected to the slavery and tyranny of Mexico. Which was a very powerful country in those days, just like Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Sam Houston and his army marched from Houston to San Antonio and on to meet the enemy. Sam Houston was nominated at that time as the deliverer by the hand of God. And he fought and wiped out the armies of Mexico and won independence and deliverance for Texas. And in this word of God, Psalm 136, we read again the mighty works of God. There are many, many, many instances in history where God gave deliverance to people through hot water, through a deliverer. And our country, India, which was soon to be occupied by the Chinese, in the days of Jawaharlal Nehru, many Indian citizens, those who were born in India, do not know that India should have been a communist country if not for one person in the US. Nehru did not believe in an army, but believed in a diplomatic dialogue, but he did not know that the world was a crooked world and the communists were treacherous. And as he was having a meeting with the communist emperor, China invaded India and had captured about 1/4 of the country. Almost 1/4 of India was captured. And at that point, Nehru called John F. Kennedy in the US and said, "My philosophy and principles were incorrect. It would work in an ideal environment, but now I am not in an ideal environment. Now I am at war. My general has fled, my army has fled, and the Chinese have captured 1/4 of India. And I want to let you know that India is going to become the next communist country, the second largest communist country in the world under China." And John F. Kennedy became the deliverer at that point, and he called the Chinese emperor and he said, "China, if you don't withdraw from India," and what John F. Kennedy said at that time became a word and a phrase and a proverb for all history. This is what John F. Kennedy said, the three words that John F. Kennedy said, because of which India is a democratic country today. John F. Kennedy said, "We are coming." Kennedy said, "We are coming." And when China heard those three words, "We are coming," they thought about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the two bombs that wiped out one of the two greatest cities in Japan. And as Kennedy said, "We are coming," the Chinese weren't willing to wait for the atomic bomb to be dropped on their heads. Peking would have disappeared off the map of this earth if China had not withdrawn. And so they went back to Peking and Shanghai as fast as they had come down and climbed up and down the Himalayas. At that point, John F. Kennedy became a deliverer. We read about Gandhi in India, the leader and the deliverer of India from the hand of the British. And so on and on and on, we can go on in history about deliverers that God had raised in the book of Judges, in the book of Joshua, in the book of David and Chronicles. And all over the Bible, we read about the word deliverer. Samson was a deliverer, according to the word of God. Moses, Joshua, Apostle Paul, Daniel, King David, Solomon, and many other mighty kings, Jehoshaphat. They were all named as deliverers in the Bible, the word of God. And they are all listed in the list in the heroes of faith. But above all, we read that God was the deliverer that delivered the land of Israel, the Jews, from the mighty hand of Pharaoh. The creator in the first part, the deliverer in the second part. And then suddenly God the creator and God the deliverer takes on a different role. He has finished creation. He has finished delivering the Jews. And now he has to lead them to the promised land. And so the creator and the deliverer now becomes the leader. He leads them through the wilderness which no one has walked. He leads them through Jordan where no one has walked. And he leads them and leads them and leads them and brings them to the land of promise. His creation is over. The work of his deliverer is over. The work of being a leader for God is over. And as the children of Israel stand before the walls of Jericho, the creator and the deliverer and the leader assumes a new role. He has now become the commander of the army of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah! And he tells Joshua, march around the walls of Jericho. And they did, and the walls fell flat. He commanded Joshua to walk across Jordan. And Joshua did, and Jordan stopped. He commanded Joshua to walk into the land of Canaan. And Joshua and Caleb walked into the land of Canaan. And the Canaanites with heavy chariots of iron ran from them. Why? Because the creator, the deliverer, the leader, who was God and is God and will be God, was now the commander of the Lord of hosts. They didn't see Joshua. They didn't see the army of Israel. But they saw the commander of the Lord's army, God himself, marching before them. You can listen to the words that were spoken in Jericho to the spies from Israel before it fell. These were their words. We saw how your God dried up the Red Sea. We saw how your God rained manna from heaven. We saw how your God gave water from the rock. This is the God that wiped out the army of Pharaoh. This is the God that created the universe. This is the God that created and led you through the wilderness. And now we know he is your commander. And therefore there is no strength left in us. Because we know Jericho will fall, because it is smaller than Pharaoh's land of Egypt. And God, the creator, the deliverer, the leader, and the commander, then assumed the fifth role, the exalter and the provider. Today, in our life, God assumes all these roles. He is the creator, he is the deliverer, he is the leader, he is the commander, he is the exalter who exalts us. He is the giver and the provider. And all he asks from us is to say thank you. Not whenever we remember, but thank you all the time. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I will bless the Lord at all times, for his praise will be continually in my mouth. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Let the fruit of praise be in your lips continually. We have been called to praise. Heaven is praising God continually. 24 hours a day, 24/7 they praise God. Because he is the creator, deliverer, leader, commander, exalter, giver, and provider. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us. Amen.